This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend show are Ken Reed, CEO of Carlinville Area Hospital, Tracy Coster, Human Resource Director for the hospital, and Melissa Fernandez, Marketing and Community Outreach Specialist for Carlinville Area Hospital. Melissa, we'll start off with asking you, our topic of the day is National Rural Health Day, and that is coming up November the 16th, and we'll let you start off with, what is this day actually?
The purpose of this day is actually to applaud the ongoing efforts, contributions, and collaborations that occur in rural communities to address the unique challenges in accessing and delivering healthcare services. And it's a fairly new day. It's only been created for about 7 years, and it was created by the National Organization of State Offices of Rural Health. And so it's something that we like to celebrate here at the hospital. It's an important day, and we'd just like the community to learn a little bit more about why we celebrate it and why this day was put in place.
We will go now to Ken Reed, CEO. And Ken, if you would, could you talk about the significance of Rural Health Day and also some of the challenges that rural health facilities might face and so forth?
Well, Rick, thanks for having us on your show this morning. And part of the challenges we have as a rural health community is limited resources, and any healthcare organization in the rural environment faces that. For example, as a rural critical access hospital, we have a disproportionate share of Medicare folks compared to the urban environments, and with the Medicaid expansion, we also have seen an increase in the number of Medicaid patients. So that makes it challenging for us in the way of the reimbursement challenges.
Are there any other challenges, or maybe even something that might be more specific to, say, this area, or is it pretty universal?
It's pretty universal. Fortunately for us, and I'll let Tracy address this with me a little bit, is we're Macoupin County designated as a health professional shortage area, so we have to compete with the urban communities for not only physicians, but other folks to be part of our hospital.
What are some of those challenges as far as you say competing with the other areas? What does this bring as far as to Carlinville area?
Yeah, Rick, this is Tracy. And one, you know, we have to make sure that we're being very competitive in our salaries, our benefit package that we offer our employees and our professionals. And because we're really competing with the larger urban areas to try to keep the professionals in the community, keep them working in the rural areas and within our communities.
Now, I know a lot of things go on at Carlinville Area Hospital. You have physicians and many other types of professionals come in. Is that part of this challenge process of making sure that quality care is given throughout this area?
Right. Not only the physicians, whether they're primary care physicians or specialists, but that falls into the category of health professionals in total, which would include registered nurses, medical technologists, radiology technologists, all the ancillary services that have professionals involved. As Tracy indicated, we're competing for those folks too.
In addition to the services you provide at the hospital and things like that, rural healthcare facilities also provide, I guess you could call it sort of an economic help to the areas that they're working within, say, per se jobs and things like that?
Absolutely. For us, we employ 220 employees right now is what we have on our roster, actually about 225 employees. So they do make an economic impact because we are, you know, they're earning money, they're spending it back in the community. We're bringing employees, not all our employees live in Carlinville, so we're bringing employees from throughout the county. And they're spending their dollars in our community in Carlinville and in their community throughout the county. So that's going to make an economic impact for the rural areas. Also, along with that, just beyond employment, part of the Affordable Care Act, we are required to assess the community and the needs of our service area. We do this every 3 years, and so we have to look at what are the significant needs in the community and prioritize that, and how can we help with that. And in those instances, we're putting dollars back in the community as well. One of the things was a significant need is food security for the youth. So then along with that, we participated in the Lunch Bunch program where we, for 8 weeks, we provided food to feed kids and senior citizens here in the community. We participate in the Third Day Project, which gives bags for kids to take home on long weekends that might not otherwise be able to get food because they're not being fed through the school system. So those are just some of the things that we participate in. The food programs alone, probably over the last year, we've spent around $20,000, you know, helping to feed kids and people that are hungry.
Again, we are discussing National Rural Health Day, which is November 16th. It'll come up just after the airing of this program. And I'd like to go back to you, Ken, and ask you specifically with Carlinville Area Hospital. As you say, and Tracy also alluded to, a competitive business and things like that. And maybe you could go over some of the maybe highlights or changes that might be coming here in the near future at Carlinville Area Hospital.
Well, let me add to Tracy, if I may, Rick. We're all passionate about rural health care. We're all from Macoupin County, born and raised, so to speak. And we feel that it's important that if we keep our hospital strong, it helps keep our community strong in the way of their health and well-being. Some of the new services we've recently introduced are chemotherapy infusion services, which we provide once a week here at the hospital since last February. And we're very pleased and proud that we're able to offer that services because, again, it avoids travel for patients when they need that type of care. We work very hard at trying to attract specialists, whether they be a cardiology group or oncology group or any other specialists. And again, that helps keep the patients from having to travel for their specialty care. One of the most valuable and important services we have for community is our emergency department, and we constantly work to make sure we have the resources to meet the needs of our community. And as you can imagine, we've faced the challenge with the opioid crisis here at Carlinville Hospital as well.
Maybe just looking to the new year, is there something maybe coming up in the new year you'd like to bring to the listeners?
We're looking at one of the things in our needs assessment is there is a need for expanded hours for primary care in the community. So we're looking at in 2018 being able to bring primary care during the weekend, some hours on Saturday and Sunday, walk-in clinics so people don't have to travel out of town to be able to get primary care during the weekends and for things that aren't necessary to go to an emergency room for.
We'd like to thank Ken Reed, the CEO of Carlinville Area Hospital, Tracy Koster, Human Resource Director of the hospital, and Melissa Fernandez, the Marketing Community Outreach Specialist for Carlinville Area Hospital, for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Well, Rick, thank you very much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.